What about clinical tolerability? We are hearing people now that olaparib is out there talk about GI problems. What do we know about these various PARP inhibitors and side effects?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, it was one of those things that you learned when you treated your first patient and they were calling you back in a couple of days that they were having all this problem. So we learned early on that we needed to anticipate that. So I would say that right now we still get those problems from time to time, but we provide the ammo for the patients to take care of it ahead of time. We counsel them extensively about what it is so that they anticipate that it could be coming on and have them start medicating themselves right away so they can take care of the GI side effects.
I'm always curious about people's individual cocktails. What exactly do you do? And what about the other PARP inhibitors? They cause the same problem.
Yeah, it's a class effect. We see it across the whole spectrum. And every single one of the drugs I've worked with, we've seen it as a problem. I just think we've gotten better at it. We give them ondansetron either as a slow release or as the pill form. We give them Compazine. And it's mostly not so much necessarily the cocktail as it is the anticipation. So the patients just have to have that second sense about when they think they might be nauseated. Because remember, these are lots of pills. It's not like it's one pill and you get through it. You got to take several of these pills. The olaparib formulation before it went to the tablet, it was taking a lot of capsules twice a day. So, if you have a GI side effect, it's a hard thing to do to stay on drug. And this is, like I said, it's a class effect. So we use that and we use aggressive education and do it that way.
What about the anemia? Is that also a class effect? And how exactly do you deal with it?
Well, we see it a little bit. I haven't yet had to transfuse somebody, and I've had several patients on for a long period of time. We do see some transient anemia. Some of the drugs, it's a little more than the others. And I guess we'll see this when we see the full spectrum of the clinical data, but we have seen that there might be a little bit of a differential between the drugs with regard to that and also with myelosuppression. We've seen some of the drugs myelosuppression. But in reality, when you get to that dose, it's really a dose effect, and all the drugs can produce all those side effects if you get to the right dose.